Tune in tomorrow. Same cat time, same cat channel.
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
So you didn't tell the truth.
You ever hear of a crook who did?
You filthy criminals.
It doesn't pay to court disaster, Robin. She's playing right into our hands. I planned it all this way.
You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and yes, again, I'm your host. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're listening on, however you're, whatever mood you're in. May this show help to bring peace to your life. And may it answer questions that you've had your whole life. May you be blessed by it. This will be a continuation of last week's message to the Aryan Brotherhood. And one of the things that somebody wrote me, and he told me Moses, he thinks Moses is a Jew and different things like that. The state of our white people, the state they're in of unbelief, they don't realize that that puts them behind the eight ball already. I mean, we're all behind the eight ball by having the Jew and its two-legged weapons in our countries. But you just don't, if you don't have the Father, that I'm not talking about religion. If you don't have the Father, you're, as I said, a walking dead man, and you have no defense in many, many ways. You know, I was talking before about how John the Baptist prepared the way for Yeshua, Jesus, to come. And I believe that it's part of my mission, even though I'm no John the Baptist and I'm not equating myself with John the Baptist, but I am preparing the way for the Father to come. But this time he comes as a warrior. He's not coming to die on the cross. That's all been done. This time he's coming and it's going to be, well, it's not going to be pleasant for the world. The vineyard will be reaped. And the blood will be as high as the bridles on the horses. So it's not going to be a good thing in a sense. It's good for us because it's going to end this filthy, rotten world. But I am preparing the way. And part of preparing the way for the Father is trying to restore his children to him, trying to get you to have a relationship with him so that when it comes to the end, he will not say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you." And so As I said last week, I'm not trying to get you to join any religion whatsoever. I've already explained that the religions of the world are all Judaized. And if they're not Judaized at this point, they are becoming Judaized. Christianity certainly is Judaized. That's why it's called Judeo-Christianity. It's just incredible. But I'm not part of Judeo-Christianity. I'm not part of any religion whatsoever. But I have a relationship with the Father, and I tell you, you will never regret having a relationship with the Father. There's nothing, there's nobody, you'll never get the counsel that you'll get from the Father. You'll never get the wisdom and knowledge that you would get from the Father. And I must tell you that many people that are searching for the truth are just finding the outer part of the truth. Yes, the Jew is the enemy of the world. There's no doubt about it. And if you've found that out, that's important. But to understand the biggest picture of all, why the Jew is the enemy of the world, you must understand the scriptures. And I told you that the Bible is not a religious book whatsoever. I know that the media and the Catholic churches and all, these aren't Christian churches at all. They've taught you that the Bible is a religion and this and that. But really, the scripture, I understand that it has elements of the priesthood is in there and things like that. But I told you, it's the history of the race of Adam, which means Adam means to be able to be, to blush. We're talking about the white Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Nordic, you know, the white people. We're the people that have the covenant with the Father. Not any Jew has any covenant with the Father. They are juxtaposed. They are opposed to one another, just as we are opposed to the Jew, and they are trying to genocide us off the planet. You must realize that if they could genocide us off the planet, that would prove that the Father wasn't real. Because he said he'll always keep a remnant. So what I'm saying is, if you do not have the scriptural understanding of who these Jews really are, and when we talk about the older part of the Testament or the newer part of the Testament, none of it is the Jews' history, except they're in it because they're against us, but it's not their literature. It's the problem is between these two terms, Israelite and Jew. And the Father said that we would have a new name, of course, which is Christian, I believe. And we used to be called Israelites. Notice how the fake Jews who are trying to pretend they're us, they don't call themselves Israelites, they call themselves Israelis. And I told you how they call us Amalek and what a mistake that is. Because Amalek is in the lineage of the Edomites, which the Jews are. Edom is in modern Jewry. If you understood what I was telling you, what I'm telling you here, if you understood the scriptures, and you knew who was who and who was Jew in the scriptures, everything would just come right into line for you. And everything would begin to make pure sense. You wouldn't look at the scriptures and say, oh, but this is contradiction. It's a contradiction when you think the Jews are any part of Israel. I mean, the real Israel. Jacob, his name was changed to Israel. So I would encourage you to, if you're a truth seeker, a white brother, a white sister, a truth seeker, please take an objective look. Nobody's trying to get your money. Nobody's trying to do anything to you. Nobody wants you to join a religion. I just want you to find the truth. I want you to find the Father, because you are his offspring. Adam had life breathed into him directly from the Father. Adam is known as the Son of God, as we saw last week again in the book of Luke. Christ is actually known as the Son of Man. I know you've heard Son of God about him, but he's known as the Son of Man, and Adam is the literal Son of God. And we are the progeny of Adam, if you are pure-blooded, a pure-blooded Adamite, man or woman. And that means you are the offspring of the Father, Yahweh. These devils in shoe leather, these Jews, are not the offspring of the Father. I know some of them look white. They've race mixed with every single race. They must race mix. I can't go into all of that, but I can tell you that from the beginning of Saxon's Creed, if you would to listen to all the shows, and you can go to my archives and listen to every show, you'll have all your questions answered for you. The problem is are you really looking for the truth? And are you able to look at things objectively? Are you able to take a step back from everything you've learned and say, well, let's see what this is all about? You see, somebody taught you, Aryan brothers and sisters, and they tried to teach it to us too, but the Father can pluck you out of this fire like he did with me. But let me just say this. The world, these Jews and the devil, through their media and everything else, have taught you to hate religion, to hate Christianity, to hate the Bible, and some of you don't believe in the Father at all. Now that is, which is worse? I don't know. I don't know what you really think about that, but it's amazing, because if you've been trained to hate your own father, you might want to say, well, geez, that's kind of strange. Is he really my father? I told you, if you would like to know, when I was about, I don't know, 17 or 18 years old, I looked up and I said, if you're real, please show me. And you can do the same. Even if you don't believe, see if the Father will show you. Test the waters. Why not try? Why not say, well, geez, I wonder if the Father really is real. And I guarantee he is. I guarantee it. You see, if you're a real truth seeker, and you really want to know what the biggest picture of all is, then you will want to know your Father, who declared this war between the Jews. See, the Jews are the offspring of Cain, the progeny of Cain. Cain was the first murderer, and he lied to the face of the Father, etc., etc. And I explained all these kinds of questions that you may have been explained. Now, I haven't explained every single question, but I'm saying many, 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 many. That I should reiterate and say many, 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 many questions. I don't know why you wouldn't realize that inside of you, even if you're a white man or a white woman, you must realize that you have the law or the compass written within you, or you'd have no ethics at all. Why don't you want to do all the evil that the two-legged beasts of the field do. And the Jews are the most subtle beast of the field. They're a two-legged beast of the field as well. Why don't you want to do those things? Because in you is something, the covenant is within you. You may not know who you have the covenant with, and you may not understand, well, why do I not have the propensity to want to do evil? What is that? I'm telling you what it is. And I hope that you will come to the realization that the Father is real and that the word of the Father will bring life to you, life everlasting, if you'll seek it. There are many that are on the wide road that leads to destruction. And there are few that are on, that find the road that leads, the narrow road that leads to eternal life. Will you find that road? Do you want to find the road that leads to eternal life? Or is this life all that you seek, like the Jew? Because the Jew has no eternal life. The Jew is done. We don't need devils or Jews, the devil's offspring, his children. I told you last week about, and Bertrand Comparé told you as well, about this war between the two seed lines, the war between the Jews and the offspring of the Father, which are the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Nordic, the white peoples of the world. I'm trying to help you to put on the whole armor of the Father. I'm trying to give you hope, give you joy. Many people will be depressed that don't have the Father. I must tell you that all the stuff that I know about this world, all the things, all the horrible things I understand would severely depress a man or woman. But one of the wonderful protections that the Father gives is I'm not depressed at all. I have peace from the Father in a world with no peace. And it's hard to explain all that to you in the sense where you can say, well, you know, see, I'm not deriving this peace from any religion. And I'm certainly not deriving the peace from the world or the Jew. And let me just explain this one more time in case you never heard this before. When Yeshua or Jesus, they, you know, he is called, when he was taken up onto a rooftop with the devil tried to tempt him. This was after fasting and for, I believe it was 40 days. So he was weak, his body was, not he. And the devil said to him that if he would bow down and worship him, that he would give him all the kingdoms of the world. Let me explain this now. The Father is in a flesh body here. The Word of God, the Word of Yahweh. That's what the Scriptures are, the Word. And he's being tempted by the devil, who is a temporary ruler of these kingdoms. And we were sent here to take over that rulership. And so he's trying to tempt God himself. He's saying, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you'll bow down and worship me. And of course, what you do is you submit to the Father and you resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. And this was the quintessential example of it. because he quoted him a scripture, and he denied, he said, I will not do that. So, what are the kingdoms of the world, quickly? They are the religions, they are the governments, they are obviously the countries, the militaries. I mean, whatever you can think of, that's the kingdoms of the world. So when I say the religions, I'm talking about the Catholic religion, I'm talking, which has nothing to do with Christianity in reality. They do Mary worship. Judeo-Christianity is Judaized Christianity. Let me just say this, that in a letter to George Washington, I forget the fellow's name from England. Oh, General Cornwallis, right, right. General Cornwallis wrote to him, and he said, within 200 years, the Christian churches will be Judaized, and you will be seeking to establish a one-world order. Now, you've heard that. I know you've heard it. And they wiped that book off the map. And nobody's been able to find it. The Legions of Satan by Jonathan Williams, 1781. I've asked people to find this book. I've tried to find it for years. Can't be found. They wiped it out. It used to be on Amazon, too. And it's in the Congressional Record. How did Cornwallis know that Christianity would be Judaized? Because Christianity was not Judaized before that. Do you see what I'm trying to say to you? So the kingdoms of the world, since Yeshua said, I'm not going to bow down and worship you, and he quoted the scripture, and the devil fled from him. But who did he give those kingdoms to if he didn't give them to Yeshua? Now, we know that his offspring, the Jews, don't really own the kingdoms of the world. They don't have a nation of their own because they're accursed people, and the Father said they would be vagabonds and wanderers. That's why they're internationalists, and they do not have a kingdom of their own. Yet they have a stranglehold on all the kingdoms of the world through democracy, the central bank, and the media, etc., etc. So that's who got the kingdoms of the world, in the sense. And so I hope you will understand this. Now, I figured I'd read some scriptures with the word fool in them. This is Proverbs 17, verse 21. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. Ecclesiastes 10:3. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. See, Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. Who is Yeshua? Who is Jesus? He's the Word of Yahweh. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Nothing that was made without him. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Now, if he is the way, and it says here that the fool walketh by the way, it seems to me that he said, I'm not interested in the way of the Father. I'm going to walk by that. And what it says again is, yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. See, when you ignore the Father and you ignore the Word and you ignore your own Father who loves you and you want nothing to do with him, and you may be an atheist, you may be a pagan, you may be worshiping other strange gods, you are a fool. We've all been fools, so I'm not trying to put you down. I've been a fool too. 2 Corinthians 11:16 says, I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. You see, you may not believe in the Father, and you may believe in things that you shouldn't be believing in, but you may think that's all right. And it says here, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 23 says, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Proverbs 26 says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Ecclesiastes 4:5. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Ecclesiastes 7:6. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. This is also vanity. That reminds me of the Teflon Rabbi. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity. Proverbs 10:10. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Proverbs 10:23. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. Proverbs 17:10. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. If you need me to explain that to you, I will. See, a wise man, when you reprove him, he will love you for it, because he knows it will better him. And if it's the right kind of reproof and done in the right way, he will understand it and receive it and learn from it. And he will learn more from one reproof than a fool would learn by being beaten with 100 stripes. I would say that you could say strikes with a belt on his back or a whip or whatever. Proverbs 18:12. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Let me explain that. Now, that's funny that I would see that, because I don't remember seeing that. I've read the Proverbs many, 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 many times. I love the Proverbs. Isn't the world interested in telling you to find yourself? Find out who you are? So that you could become who you are and be who you are and do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law type of thing. I'll read it again. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Proverbs 23:9. Speak not in the ears of a fool. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Think about that, dear brothers and sisters. Have you been taught to resent the truth about the Father? Have you been taught to resent the Scriptures? Speak not into the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Proverbs 24:7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. Proverbs 29:11. A fool uttereth all in all his mind, but the wise man keepeth it till afterwards, keepeth it in till afterwards. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards, keepeth it in till afterwards. There's actually three pages of this. I can't go through all of it, but I think these are very interesting. Proverbs 15:5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Now this goes for the Father in heaven as well. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Proverbs 14, verse 16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Well, man, there is quite a lot about the fool. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I could read you so many more. I'm gonna go see if we can. Okay, Luke 12:20. But Yahweh said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? You know, I want to explain something to you about when I said the brother that wrote me, he thought like, well, I'll just man up when it comes to my deathbed, and I'll man up. I won't cry to anybody when I die. Well, let's put it another way then. If you think when I said, who will you cry out to on the day you die? Who will you look for on the day you die? Who will be your guide? And where will you be going on the day that you die? Will you cry out to Odin? Or will you seek Odin? Will you call his name? Who will you call out to? Our people are just, you know, again, this fellow that wrote me, he was straining at a gnat, but he swallows the whole camel from the Jew. And he, you know, I'm not saying he hates the Father, but it appears to me that he has no respect for the Father and doesn't believe at all and has no intention of believing. There is one about the fool. I know I don't see it right here, but I know that it's, well, let me see. The fool saith in his own heart, there is no God. I remember that one for sure. There was another one I was thinking of too, but you must realize that, you know, by rejecting the Father, you're thinking you're being wise. And you're actually not being wise at all. You're actually being a fool. For the fool has said in his own heart, there is no God. You know, when I used to think about things, think about fingerprints or snowflakes. There's no two alike. Think of the miracles of your body on how you get a cut and it heals. Think of the miracles that you see in the stars, the wonderful things you see in the heavens, and the creations of the Father. You think that just is happenstance? You believe in evolution? Did you know that evolution was created to back up communism? And without the theory of evolution, communism could not have survived. Supposedly, the devil came up with that plan himself. Do you believe in that plan? Do you believe in science? Because many scientists come to the conclusion that God is real, that the Father's real. They didn't start out that way. But there's some things you just cannot deny. So I'd say that that's what I want to say about that for now. Let's go into the compare where we had left off last week. It was well known up into the Middle Ages that there were, that where the letters of YHVH were written on the line and the vowels, letters of Adonai, were written beneath them. This did not indicate one word, but two, and it was a reminder to use one of them, Adonai, instead of Yahweh. You see, they said, remember that the rabbis who got control, there were some rabbis that were allowed to influence the people just like they do today, and they told them that the name of Yahweh was too holy to utter. And so they went into the scriptures, which aren't theirs, and they scratched out all the, they wherever Yahweh was written, they wrote below it the name, the letters of Adonai. In other words, you never say the name Yahweh, you say Adonai, or Adonai, however you wish to say that. So they changed the name of Yahweh with the words Lord and God. God was a pagan term, but Lord was their Lord, their father, the devil, Baal. So they wanted you to pray to Baal and to worship Baal, their father, the devil. And as they... some of them were asked by King David to, they were scribes. Once they got a hold of the scriptures and saw what the covenant people had, the white people had, David is not a Jew. When they saw what the white people had, this covenant with the Father, they were jealous. And they also had lost their birthright to Jacob, who became Israel. And they're determined even today to get their birthright back. They say, we stole it from them. And so they're pretending that they are the covenant people, that they have a covenant with the Father. They're just pretending that they're us is what it is. And they claim they're going to steal their birthright back. Now, if you understood the scriptures, these things would become clear to you, and it would all of a sudden just open up right in your brain. You'd say, my goodness, wow, no wonder they didn't want me to read these scriptures. The mistake of trying to combine into one composite word was not made until the year 1520 AD, when a stupid and ignorant monk named Gallatinus mistook this for one word and caused all the manuscripts copied in the monastery where he lived to be written with this as one word, Jehovah. So Jehovah is not right. It's not the name of the Father in heaven. This is something the Catholic monk did. This is not and never was the name of God. In the modern English translations, Rotherham correctly uses the name Yahweh throughout the older part of the Testament. Smith and Godspeed's American translation uses it only in a few places, but in the preface, the translators state that they know the correct name to be Yahweh. In chapter 3 of the introduction to Moffat's translation, it shows that the author knew the name Yahweh was the true name, but thought that his work would be more popular if he didn't use it. You see, that's a very foolish thing, to care about being popular over using the true name of the Father and empowering the people to know his name and to pray in his name and use his name. That was very foolish. So, it goes on, the infiltrated and corrupted priesthood taught the people to never use the name of Yahweh in their worship, but always to say Adonai, which was just a synonym for Baal. That's the devil. Once the people were led to say that they worshiped the Lord, which I don't use this term, you notice this, it was not long before this became true. It was not long until this became true in fact. Idolatry, with all its corruption, set in as most of the people neglected to worship at the temple. For those who did, the services degenerated into paganism. Are you listening? Let me read that again. I'm going to take a sip of coffee, and I'm going to read that to you again. See, this is the work of an enemy, and this is part of the war. What you're witnessing right here, dear brother and sister, is you're witnessing how the Jews corrupt everything that they come in contact with. And this would disempower the Christians, disempower the true Israelites of the Bible, because they would be praying to the Lord, to Baal. Instead of the Father. You can see that this would have big ramifications, wouldn't you? You can see that, right? So it said, idolatry with all its corruption. Who wants to corrupt you? Who wants to corrupt man and corrupt him utterly, as I told you? The Jew. The Jew is not any part of Israel. It is a devil's offspring. It's a devil in shoe leather. It is at war with the Anglo-Saxon people. Period. You can see that. I know you can. So, of course, if they could get us to pray to their father, the devil, rather than our father, the Yahweh himself, this would be something that would paralyze our prayers paralyze our race because we would be neglecting our Father and rejecting him, and we would be praying to the devil and worshiping the devil. You see that? So, idolatry with all its corruption set in as most of the people neglected to worship at the temple. For those who did, the services degenerated into paganism. The nation was swiftly sliding into destruction because they worshiped the Lord Baal instead of the only true God, Yahweh. When you worship the gods, you do harm to yourself. When you reject your Father in heaven, you had children and you loved those children and you brought them up and somebody corrupted them and they began to worship, say, another god or another man instead of you? You know, if they respected another man, how would you feel about that? Your own children, how would you feel if your own children rejected you and worshiped some god instead of you? Or I don't mean worship, but you know what I mean. They respected, they gave their attention, you know, et cetera, et cetera. How would you feel about that? Well, now you know how the Father feels. Let's take a break for a minute here. And I'm going to play one of my songs. This was from my very first album. And I hope you enjoy it. It's called It's Starting to Grow.
Yes, I know.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Saxon's Creed Radio Show from DavidJamesBoston.com. You know, there's one thing I'd like to say to you is that brother that wrote me the email, one thing I would say to you is, I am a fisher of men, like the disciples were fishers of men. I'm seeking to bring my brethren, my brothers and sisters, back into a relationship with the Father. I'm spreading my net over the internet stream. You get it? And you've been drawn to me through the stream. And for some reason you're listening to my shows. But this may not be happenstance. This may be that the Father has drawn you to me so that you may hear what needs to be said to you. That is something that has been needed to be said to you your whole life, perhaps. Maybe your parents didn't teach you anything like mine didn't. Maybe you had to grow up in the world yourself like I did. And maybe you've been wondering about these things for a long time. But make no bones about it. You've been drawn to hear me. You're in the stream, the audio stream, and I am a fisher of men. And you have been drawn to me. You've been drawn to hear what I have to say. And I suggest that you should listen. These messages aren't something you can listen to the first time and say, well, yeah, I got the whole thing. Yeah, I understand it. Many of the questions you have been answered even in last week's show by Comparé and myself. But maybe as you're listening, you see, you could be thinking of other things while I'm speaking and miss whole sentences and all kinds of things. So it might take, you know, 3 to 5 listenings of a show before some things get through to you. For instance, I had told somebody for about 6 months, I have mentioned this before, that when Yeshua said, you are guilty of all the blood shed from Abel to Zechariah. He was saying that to these Jewish Edomite Pharisees that were in the Israelite priesthood, that the Edomite Jew Herod had put in. Just like in our government, we have all a bunch of Jews in there now, and they're influencing everything that's going on. Well, that's what the Pharisees were. They were Jews, Edomite Jews. They weren't Israelites. They didn't belong in the priesthood, but they were in there nevertheless. And Yeshua, or Jesus, said to them that ye are guilty of all the bloodshed from Abel to Zechariah. Zechariah was John the Baptist's father, whom you slayed in the temple, he said. They killed John the Baptist's father in the temple. You could call that a church if you wish, or the congregation. And so I told him, well, that means that they are the offspring of the devil. And why is, well, how could Yeshua say to them that they were guilty of Cain killing Abel? Cain was an hybrid. He is the offspring of trickery, the offspring of the tree of the knowledge of good and life, so to speak. The angel in the garden tricked Eve and had sex with her, and the offspring was Cain. Later on, she had Abel, and Cain killed Abel. And so how could they say that? How could Yeshua or Jesus say to these Pharisees in his time, these Canaanite, Edomite Jews, how could he say to them that they were guilty of the bloodshed all the way from there to there? Well, it took this fellow 6 months to understand it, but he finally got it. I had to tell him it many times. So you can't just listen to these messages and say, well, yeah, no, I don't believe any of that stuff. You know, I'm just getting rid of, you know, if you're really seeking the truth, if you're really interested in knowing what the truth is in all things, and you should be, then you'll at least look at this objectively. You'll at least say, well, you know, there's a lot of sense to what this fellow might be saying or is saying. There might be a lot of sense. I can see that there's truth there. Why can I see that when I don't believe in the Father? You see, you don't believe in the Father perhaps because, and I know what it is, you've been taught not to believe in him. You've been taught to hate your own father by the Jew. I believe in him. I love him. I know he's real. He takes care of me. And he loves me. I'm one of his children, his real children. See, the Jew will try to universalize it and say, we're all the children of God. The queers are the children of God. The hybrids are the children of God. The Negroids are the children. No, 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 no. And you know that's not true. You know that they're not all the children of God. Yahweh does not condone any of these things. Witches are not, you know, you can have an offspring of Yahweh who is a witch. They're condemned to die by the Father, just like homosexuals and all these. You know, all these, you know, a man who wears women's clothes and on and on and on. It's just that the world will not allow the Adamites, us, to cull the garden. They're allowing the dead to live among us, which is killing all of us. So let's continue in the article. Haven't you sometimes been puzzled by those many verses in which Yahweh says he will not allow the people to blaspheme his name? For example, Isaiah 52 verse 5, where he says, my name continually every day is blasphemed, unquote, quote unquote. In Ezekiel 39 point, verse 7, he says, I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, quote unquote. What was he talking about? The fact that people were being taught to say that they worshiped the Lord, Adonai, which was the only synonym for Baal, which was only a synonym for Baal. Thus, in Jeremiah 23, verses 26 through 27, Yahweh says, how long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit in their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. When the people said that Adonai was God, this was practically the same as if they had said that Baal was God, the devil. Thus the people blasphemed the name of Yahweh as he said. Now I will remind you that This is Comparé's work that I'm reading. It's called Who is Your God? If you want to find this on the internet, you can find it. It's called Who is Your God by Bertrand L. Comparé. In the early translations, this change by the scribes was followed. Thus, in the Septuagint, which was the translation of the older part of the Testament into Greek, made at Alexandria, Egypt, about 300 BC, the translators did not reproduce either the original name Yahweh or the name with the vowel letters of Adonai written beneath it, but boldly substituted the Greek word for Lord, Kyrios. Jerome's translation into Latin, commonly called the Vulgate, that's what the Catholics use, took the older part of the Testament from the Septuagint. So it did not use the name of God, but substituted the Latin word Dominus, meaning Lord. Dominus. This change was wrong, both in the older and the newer testaments. In fact, Jeremiah denounced it so hotly. I think the translators garbled it deliberately. In the King James Bible, read Jeremiah 8:8, how can you say we are wise and the law of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is vain. As thus mistranslated, this is the silliest thing ever put into print. If it means anything at all, it must mean that Yahweh made his laws in vain. Poor, weak Yahweh. Just couldn't make it stick. You know, Yahweh didn't inspire anything so silly. Correctly translated from the Hebrew, it reads thus. How can you say, we are wise and the law of Yahweh is with us, when lo, the lying pens of the scribes has turned it into a lie? You will find this correct translation in Rotherham, Moffat, Smith, and Goodspeed. Young's literal translation and even the Septuagint, but it was too hot for the translators of the King James Bible. Truly, as Isaiah 43:27 says, thine interpreters have transgressed against me. See, now that is a biblical witness, Isaiah 43:27, that these scribes have transgressed against the Father in heaven when they transcribe these scriptures. You see, you've been told that the King James Bible is perfect, and you've been lied to. Does that mean that the Father couldn't have kept his word perfect? No. The Father could do anything he wanted. If he wanted to write the scriptures in perfect perfection and give it to mankind, he could have. He did that with the law anyway. But let's just say that man must learn to seek the truth. If he had everything perfectly given to him, he really wouldn't have to seek very far. This is a test you're living. Dear Aryan brother and sister, if you wonder why you're here and what the purpose of your life is, I explained this already, that when the first rebel, the devil himself, got a third of the angels to rebel against the heavenly establishment, they were cast down. After pride comes a fall. And the Father is going to replace those angels. And so he wants to replace them with his own offspring. But he's not going to replace them with people that would just do the same thing again. He's seeking those that love him, that want to be with him, that worship him in spirit and truth. that care about him, that have a relationship with him. And so the reason you were born and the reason for the whole test and the history of the Adamic race and all this that we are going through is for you to become an overcomer and pass the test. If you're not even with the Father, you're not even in the game. You're done already. Like I said, you're a walking dead man or woman. You're a zombie. But as I have told people in the past, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Father, the word of God, the word of Yahweh. And so I speak it to you, and I speak life everlasting, as the song said. You have to listen for the truth, it said as well. Look to the sky, you'll find out why, it says at the end of the song. And so, as I speak the truth into your ears, the deaf begin to hear the truth that they had not known before. And as you begin to hear the truth, you begin to see the truth in things. And eventually, the blind will see. And then, once you're excited about the truth and you love the truth and you can see and hear it, you begin to speak it. And the dumb begin to speak. Not dumb meaning stupid, dumb meaning not able to speak the truth. And at that point, you are raised from the dead. You have gone from being a walking dead man or dead woman, or a zombie, as we call them in our world today, and you become a new creature in Christ. You come alive. You've been resurrected in a sense, and given the promises of the Father and the Holy Spirit as the Comforter. See, the Comforter, the Father called the Holy Spirit the Comforter. Not only would he help us, the Holy Spirit, not only would he help us to resist evil, but he would comfort us as we live through this horrible world and test that we go through. I hope you can see what I'm saying. I hope you can hear what I'm saying. I hope you will eventually speak what I am speaking. And I hope that you will be risen from the dead. You see, you can be dead in many ways. You don't have to be laying in 6 feet of dirt to be dead. You can be dead as I was just speaking. You could be a zombie. Oh, yes, you can eat, you can feel, you can see, you can hear, but you really can't see the truth. You really can't, you really might reject the truth. You might not want to hear the truth. You might hate the truth. And the Father, when he was in the flesh body, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Who is he? He's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. And he's called the Word of Yahweh. So no man comes unto the Father but by the Word of Yahweh. Because the Word is the way, the truth, and the life. If only you could hear what I'm saying. If only you could perceive what's being said to you. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm not smarter than you. Let's continue. If you are still wondering what difference does it make, the difference is that the pagans defined Satan as the Lord. In Hebrew, usually the word Baal. Now think it over. When you repeat the words of the 23rd Psalm, do you really want to say, Baal is my shepherd, I shall not want? Or in the 27th Psalm, Baal is my light and my salvation? Is that what you would want to say? Yet this is what the lying pen of the scribes has caused you to do. Yes, Yahweh has been patient with you because he can read your most secret thoughts, and he knows your intentions are good. You didn't know the Bible you have in your library had been tampered with by these hook-nosed priests of Satan. Yahweh knows that you really believe and worship him. And when you are making the mistake of using the word Lord, the English equivalent of Baal, he knows that even when you're using that, making that mistake. He knows that you love him and worship him. We are getting very close to the end of this age in which no such mistakes can be made or can be tolerated. Only the willfully blind can fail to see the signs of the times. Crises are developing both internationally and within the nations, a situation which is plainly leading up to such catastrophes that our Redeemer said in Matthew 24, verse 22, and Mark 13, verse 20, except those days should be shortened, there should not any flesh be saved, quote unquote. We have already reached the time when we should make every effort to live according to the will of Yahweh. There are scriptures which surely speak expressly to our own time on this subject. Consider Hosea 2 verse 16. And it shall be in that day, and I was going to mention this, because here is Bailey again. And it shall be in that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt call me Ishi, my husband, because we are the bride of Christ, if you can understand that. And shall call me no more Bailey, which is Baal, which means the Lord. Sooner or later, we must face the fact that we have been using the name or title of a pagan god, which is really Satan. This must be cleansed that we may worship Yahweh in his own true name. This is what he is speaking of in Ezekiel 39, verse 7, where he says, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, that's not the Jews, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, as you are learning, the Holy One in Israel. In the early times, his people Israel did know his name and used it in their worship. Then came the corruption by the lying pen of the scribes, Jews, hook-nosed scribes, which suppressed the use of his name and finally even the knowledge of it and substituted the Lord. This cannot continue forever, for Yahweh says, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my name, my holy name anymore. Do you think it's time that we began this reform? Micah 6 verse 9 says, Yahweh's voice crieth to the city, and the men of wisdom shall see thy name. Let me add here, but the fool will reject his name. The fool will reject their own father because they've listened to the hook-nosed priests. Because they've listened to them. You know, I always ask people, well, where did you get your frame of reference? Meaning, where did you get everything that you've ever known or everything you know now? Where did you get this frame of reference from? Where did you get your pagan frame of reference? Where did you get your hatred for Christianity or hatred for the scriptures or hatred for your own father in heaven? You got it from the hook-nosed Jew. That's where you got it from, in his media. And this is hard to make people understand, that especially white people, they need to be right. They hate to admit that they've been fooled, and yet they've been fooled in 50 ways till Sunday, you know. All of us have been. See, forget about that pride, because that pride will just cause you to fall. Don't reject your father any longer. Give him a chance to show you he's real. Give him a chance to teach you something. My own earthly father taught me nothing, absolutely nothing. But my heavenly father has taught me much and is continuing. You see, it's no matter how much you know, you still don't know that much. And it's a wonderful journey to seek the truth. Yeshua said, seek the truth and the truth shall make you free. Free from the lies that you were given by these hook-nosed Jews. Free from the bondage of this world. Free from the vexation it causes your heart and mind and soul. There's nothing more valuable to me than the truth. Remember, the Father says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Here you are thinking, well, I know I'm awake and I know the truth. But the problem is you may not understand that you don't know the whole truth. And that's what I'm trying to get through to you, that these scriptures, once you know who's who and who's Jew, and once you know that you are the offspring of the Father, you are the one with the covenant, you are the chosen people, not these Jews, it will set you free from the lies, and you will begin to understand so much more in every aspect of your life. So he continues, Yahweh's voice crieth to the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. If we are to be men of wisdom, it is time that we change, even with good intentions in its use. Lord is not the name of an individual, but a title like the word governor. If you needed the help of the governor of your own state, you wouldn't it make a great difference which governor you appealed to? The whole book of the prophet Joel deals with tremendous events which close this end time. It is the day of Yahweh when our God comes to put an end to the wicked and all their customs and institutions. We know from the writings of the other prophets who deal with us with this, the next world war is the beginning of the final conflict between good and evil, between Yahweh and Satan. That's Armageddon he's talking about, though. We know how terrible this universal war will be and how desperately we will need Yahweh's help to survive it. Joel 2, verse 32 tells us, in that day it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. Hadn't you better start forming new habits of speech, learning how to use the correct name of God? You don't want to find yourself under the terrible strain and excitement of those days saying, Baal, help me. Yahweh, in other words, Lord, help me. See, I've been on this campaign to change this in all of you and myself as well. And I don't use the term Lord anymore. Once you know that the Lord means Baal, you're not going to pray to the Lord or glorify the Lord anymore. And I've tried to help many people, and it's been so ingrained into them to pray to the Lord that it takes them a long time to get out of that habit. It didn't take me that long. And I'm happy to be without it. I use the name of Yahweh and my prayers are answered. And the more I obey the Father and the more you obey the Father and use his name in prayer, you will find success in your prayer life. Yahweh has told us what his name is and no translation into another language can change that. In this end of the age, there is no longer time to have any doubt as to which your God is. Now, let me explain something. Again, I must tell you, that the Talmud is paganism. It's not monotheism. It's not an holy scripture at all. It is antichrist to the core, like paganism is. And these Jews are pagans. And the Talmud is full of paganism. If you don't believe me, you might have to take a little study of the Talmud to find out what sick minds are really about. We still face the question put by Elijah to the people of Israel. How long hold ye between two opinions? If Yahweh be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. Or as Joshua told the people, choose you this day whom you will serve. But for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. Let us also boldly say, as for my house and I, we will serve Yahweh. And that's the end of this Compare message. You know, I know I'm not speaking for nothing. I know I'm getting through to you. I know somehow you know that what I'm telling you is true. Whether you've rejected it in the past or still are fighting against it at this very moment. Your Father loves you. And you should be glad that he loves you. You should be glad that he would pay mind to you. And you should want to know and have a relationship with your own Father. For in this world, love is very, very scarce. If you want love, true love, the Father will give it to you. Because he truly cares for his children. If you don't understand why he allows the evils of the world to happen, you just don't understand the Father. You are in a test. I am in a test. Either you're going to be an overcomer or you're going to be overcome. If you've already rejected the Father, you've rejected his word, his counsel, and everything else, you are overcome. If you are going to live by the frame of reference that you've been given by the Jew and the devil himself, then you are already overcome and your goose is cooked. You have a choice to make, like we all have a choice to make. And I choose to serve Yahweh, and I hope that you will too. I hope that you want to know who your Father is and you want to be ingratiated by him with his knowledge and his wisdom and his help. When there's nobody left to turn to, that's what I'm talking about. Who will you turn to? Who is your God? Is Baal your God? I guarantee you one thing. Well, I guarantee you many things. I guarantee you that the Father is real and that he loves you. But I guarantee if you make a deal with the devil, you will come out on the short end of the stick. And if you make a deal with his children, these Jews, you will come out on the short end of the stick. Faith, again, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh, or the word of God. I hope, it is my hope for you to seek him now before it's too late. It's my hope that you'll have a relationship with him. It's my hope that you'll never get caught in another religion that is out there and is part of the kingdoms of the world. A Judaized religion. our brothers and sisters that are in Christianity, Judeo-Christianity, are not in true Christianity. There is no Jesus, Jewish Jesus. There is no Jewish God in the sky. There is no Jewish Jesus. And none of the people you were told were Jews are Jews. And the older part of the Testament is not the history of the Jews. I'm sorry that you don't understand that, but you believe these things because of your frame of reference. Somebody told you these lies and you have believed them. We all had believed them at some point, I'm sure. But I don't believe those things anymore. It's a choosing. You have to choose whom you will serve. If you want to serve pagan gods, well, be prepared for the devil and his angels. Be prepared. I always joke about that. Mr. Fuji said, "Be prepared, Hulk Hogan. Be prepared for the wrath that's going to come down upon you. Be prepared." Well, be prepared. If you're going to live like a devil, if you're going to stay on the fence, you are an offense, an offensive. And you will reap the whirlwind. You will not understand why until later. You'll have eternity in the flame to think about why you did what you did and why you chose to serve the devil instead of the Father, your own Father. But I'll tell you one other thing I can guarantee. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.